For satellite communications, SATCOM, the time is right for transformation. At NASA's Glenn Research Center, the Communications Services Project, CSP, is driving a role change for NASA. From today being the owner-operator of space-based relays that provide SATCOM services to NASA missions, to within the next decade being just one of many users of satellite communications purchased through the commercial market. In the last decade, the commercial SATCOM marketplace has evolved and matured and is now ready to offer NASA and other SATCOM users a choice of services in near-Earth space that are innovative, increasingly more efficient, competitively priced, and fully interoperable. Up until now, NASA's Tracking and Data Relay Satellite Network, TDRS, has supported all NASA missions operating near Earth. The first TDRS satellite launched in 1983, and today, TDRS supports more than 30 missions, including the International Space Station.
You have a go to D-Mate Fuse 1 from J3.
And the Hubble Space Telescope. TDRS is also used to download about half of the 30 terabytes of data NASA gets each day from space. Over the next 10 years, TDRS will continue its near-Earth support for legacy NASA missions. But as each of its satellites is retired, TDRS's relay service will ramp down accordingly, replacing this critical NASA-owned and operated asset with commercial services will be done deliberately and with great care. CSP, the Communications Services Project at Glenn, is managing the gradual transition to commercial SATCOM services in three phases. In phase one, CSP and industry worked together to identify, characterize, and quantify NASA's future SATCOM needs and explore opportunities that SATCOM providers may also have to serve a newly developing market that includes users beyond NASA. Now, in phase two, CSP and industry are partnering to develop capabilities and demonstrate the feasibility of bringing commercial SATCOM services to potential NASA missions and other new markets. In phase three, anticipated to start as early as 2027, NASA will begin acquiring SATCOM services from proven and competitively priced industry providers. In the next decade, scientists and mission engineers will seamlessly roam space-based relay and direct-to-Earth communications networks to conduct faster, more nimble exploration research. Commercial services will offer new capabilities and reduced costs, allowing NASA to focus more resources on science, exploration, and advanced technology. And this new model will ensure for our nation and workforce a robust satellite communications industry in near-Earth space for years to come. The time is right for transformation at NASA Space Communications and Navigation. SCAN, exploration enabled.